Welcome to High School Sports Scoreboard, brought to you by Walkersville Bowling,
Kelco Plumbing,
and Thermont Country Kitchen. And now, High School Sports Scoreboard.
All right, high school sports fans, welcome to week two of the High School Sports Scoreboard. Let's get started right away with some score updates from around the league from last night. Brunswick traveled over to TJ. Brunswick victorious 42-23, coming off a 35-0 loss to South Carolina last week's season opener. Brunswick had something to prove, taking 26 of Brunswick's first 27 carries. Running back Wells rushed for 209 yards and two touchdowns for the Railroaders. He also scored the game's first touchdown on a 24-yard catch and run. Brunswick had six plays, 51-yard touchdown drive on their very first possession. So a big win for the Railroaders at the Patriots over there at Thomas Johnson High School. Meade traveled to Tuscarora to take on the Titans. Tuscarora was 0-2 and only averaging 7 points per game. Not a whole lot of details on that, but Meade comes away with the win 51-14 over Tuscarora. Frederick beats Middletown 42-14. Frederick snapped an 11-game losing streak to the Knight that dates back to 2008. With 3 minutes and 34 seconds left to play in the third quarter, the game was stopped and delayed for 25 minutes, and both teams left the field while the stadium was emptied due to an altercation in the stands. Apparently a fight broke out. Frederick High School has had issues in the past with violent incidents involving a shooting in 2015 at a basketball game, and then a student threatening another student with a knife in 2021. The game was resumed with no fans allowed in the stands. Middletown showed a little life there with a 66-yard kickoff return and two touchdowns by the premier running back, Carson Smith. Smith leads the 2A now with 7 touchdowns on the season, but 2 turnovers and a botched punt sealed their fate on this one against a strong Frederick team with many weapons. Let's head over to Linganore, where the Westminster Owls upset Linganore Lancers 44-28. That is the upset of the week. Linganore loses to the Owls at home for the first time in 10 years and 11 games, with 6 touchdowns, 2 rushing, and 4 in the air for Westminster. The stunned Lancers could not contain the Owls' wideouts, who were open all night in a surprising, high-powered, spread Westminster offense. So that's a big upset for Linganore. Urbana travels to Sherwood, my alma mater. Sherwood goes down 40-3, Urbana over Sherwood. They trounce Sherwood in a 4A-3A divisional matchup. We have no details available for that one. In the game we brought to you last night on the radio, Oakdale beats Walkersville 28-10. It was a relatively mistake-free game. There was only one turnover, an interception by Oakdale. The Oakdale Bears proved they're the real deal. They've got multiple weapons on offense. Stingy defense controls the line of scrimmage for most of the game, limiting the Lions to only 38 yards rushing in the game. And once again, it was the Evan Austin show, the second week in a row. With the Bears junior, he ran for 113 yards, a pair of touchdowns, and he passed for one as well. The Bears put up, 337 total yards, with most of them on the ground rushing for 268. So that's a big win for the Oakdale Bears, now 2-0. Undefeated and looking very good as they head over to Middletown next week. Let's talk about the Catoctin Cougars in an unusual Thursday night game where they had to travel 100 miles north to Frostburg. Cougars lose to the Miners 41-14 at Frostburg. Senior quarterback Uma Puali for the Miners led them on senior night with 165 yards through the air, 12 of 21 passing for 4 touchdowns to go along with a team-high 76 yards on 10 rushes for the quarterback alone. The Cougars fumbled away the ball for the second game in a row, which led to a minor score. During their next possession, the Cougars fumbled again, which led to a second score off the turnover. And then in the third period, Catoctin quarterback Hayden Matthews was sacked for an 11-yard loss and fumbled the ball over to Mountain Ridge. The only bright spot for Catoctin was 2 touchdown runs by halfback Jacob Bell. Catoctin at 0-2 will travel to 0-2 TJ next Friday. The good news is someone's going to come away with their first win of the year in that matchup this Friday. Okay, let's head up north to our friends at Fairfield, give you an update on the Fairfield game. Fairfield was supposed to play Hamburg, but they were not able to because with only 19 players on the roster, injuries and illness forced them to forfeit the game to Hamburg because they couldn't field enough players. Let's hope they'll be able to come back against Biglersville this Friday. All right, let's talk about the game for next week and give you some bold predictions as we set it up with you. Undefeated Boonesboro travels to 1-1 Brunswick, which will certainly be a very good game. You can predict a Boonesboro win. Catoctin heads over to TJ in the battle for last place in the CMC. Wheaton heads over to Frederick and will get crushed by the Cadets. Oakdale travels to Middletown. Expect Oakdale to overwhelm the hometown crowd with another win. And then Walkersville, oh my, Walkersville heads into a pissed off, excuse my language, Linganore Stadium, and they will have their hands full with this one. So that sets it up for that. I want to quickly talk about the injury over at St. John's that we mentioned last week. This Winters Mill player is recovering well. He is still at the University of Baltimore Hospital. He's had some surgery to place a pacemaker in his heart. He is having heart pacing issues as a result of something called LQTS, which is long QT syndrome. QT, your EKG waveform is called your QRS complex, and it's QRST are the waves in the EKG rhythm. And so when they say long QT, that means a long interval between the Q and the T waves in the QRS complex. So LQTS syndrome is what this young man is suffering from. Not really sure why. There is some speculation involving a Pfizer mRNA injection he received for COVID. Tragically, this healthy 16-year-old young male athlete will never play sports again as a result of this suspicious off-the-field injury. Since the COVID mRNA injections were released, 300 athletes have suffered cardiac arrest and 167 have died. Those are documented cases according to the American Journal of Rentgenology. Okay, that's it. That's your week two high school sports scoreboard. We'll be heading over to Middletown where the Oakdale Bears will face the Middletown Knights, kickoff at 6:30 this Friday, September the 19th. I want to remind all of our friends up in Fairfield. We'll bring you our first broadcast of the year from Fairfield High School, the Fairfield Knights facing the Biglersville Canners in a local Division III matchup in the YAIAA. That kickoff at 7 p.m. with Tyler Wilhelm and Hollis Zimmerman bringing you the live video feed over the internet only. All right, thank you for tuning in to this week two edition of High School Sports Scoreboard right here on Cool Oldies 1450, your number one sports high school broadcast radio station in the region. You've been listening to High School Sports Scoreboard right on Cool Oldies 1450 THU. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back every Saturday at 11:30 a.m. for High School Sports Scoreboard.